Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we ponder God's word this morning, we turn to the words of our gospel reading from Luke chapter 6, where we heard verses 27 through 38. I will speak once again the words of verse 36, where Jesus says, "Be merciful, just as your heavenly Father has been merciful." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when you look at the world around you, what do you see? Often when I look at the news, or when I see people interact with one another, there is not love. There is sometimes wanting to ignore the other person or to carry on anger in the heart towards others. What do you see in your own heart? In our own hearts is a sinful nature that desires to do nothing but be angry or to get my way. But Jesus comes to us today and says, there is something else you are to see. See the mercy of the Heavenly Father, that mercy that has been shown to you and to me, a mercy that our God has given us that is to overflow from us to others. By the Holy Spirit's help today, we hope to grow in our understanding of Jesus' words to us. Let me ask you this. When you look at the words from our gospel reading today, what's your first reaction? I think some of us might be thinking, well, I don't know that I like these words. Our sinful nature may say, I hate what Jesus has to say. It goes against the grain of my nature. You call on me to do good to those who persecute me. You call on me to love my enemies. You call on me to pray for those who would rather curse me. Jesus, this is not for me. How many times has it happened, and maybe with Christians as well, that in order to get back at somebody, we send them a mean tweet or a mean text? How often has it happened in our own relationships, spouse to spouse, family member to family member, where we let the spouse or the family member know how we feel by the words that we use and the tone that we use that is less than merciful and loving? How many times have we been on the road and we have become angry at the aggressive driver or the driver in front of us who is not aggressive enough? Anger and feelings of retribution arise in the human heart because of our own sinful nature. And we are helpless to cure that sinful nature. That sinful nature is an enemy of God. And so we stand as enemies of God by nature. But then Jesus, in his grace, comes to us and says, be merciful, because your heavenly Father is merciful. You see what our Jesus did for us that changes our perspective on this life and our interaction with our loved ones and, yes, even with our enemies. Jesus changes everything, because when you look at your Savior, who do you see? You see one who loved his enemies. You see one who did not want them to be condemned to hell, but reached out to them again and again. You see a Savior who did good to his enemies. How many times do we hear in the Gospels Jesus reaching out to the sinner, to the prostitute, to the tax collector? Most people would have nothing to do with those people. But Jesus saw them. Jesus loved them. Jesus did good to them. Jesus says to pray for your enemies. Oh, Jesus did that too, didn't he? From the very cross upon which he died, he cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What a beautiful example Jesus paints for us in our lives. But you and I go, Jesus didn't come up to this earth just to simply be an example for us. Jesus came to live in our place as the perfect substitute. You see, God demands of us perfection. He demands that we always be merciful, that we always practice kindness, that we always practice grace to others who would otherwise hurt or harm or hate us. But Jesus comes and he actually does those things so that when your Lord looks at you, he sees not all your hateful thoughts and all your hateful words, but he sees Jesus, the one who took your place as your perfect substitute. He sees you with perfect righteousness, holiness, not because you deserved it, not because you did it, but because God gave you that as a free gift. Remember what Scripture said about our God? Our Father has had mercy upon us, and he has shown kindness even to the ungrateful, to the unthankful. I, by nature, am that ungrateful, unthankful person. And yet God has poured out his mercy upon me time and time again. My God has not been merciful to me just once or many times, but every day of my life, he has poured out his mercy upon me through Jesus, his Son. And that is my peace. That is your peace. That is your comfort, to know that your God, your Heavenly Father, loves you that much. And because he has been so merciful to you, he has given you a new spirit to pour out that mercy toward others. No longer do you look at the law of God and think that it is something that we are just to ignore and forget and not listen to. Rather, moved by the new man that the Holy Spirit has created in our hearts, we long to read these words, not just as information, but as people who have been undergoing a transformation by our God through his gospel. We no longer are sinners who are slaves to our sinful nature, but rather renewed in Christ Jesus to show mercy to others. You see what Jesus did in these words? He gave us what is sometimes referred to as the golden rule. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And some philosophers would say, well, every religion practices that. Confucius spoke about the same thing. Socrates spoke about the same thing. Well, all religions must be the same then. Well, then they do not know Jesus, and they do not know what Jesus is saying here. Because there is something that stirs you that will never, ever stir the unbeliever. You are stirred by the grace and mercy of your Lord, who pours out his love upon you each day. You are forgiven. And so he moves us to forgive one another. When anger and vitriol stir up in our hearts, we think upon Jesus and his mercy to us. When we are about to let words fly from our mouth that we will later regret, here are the kind and loving words of our Savior that are spoken to us, that point us once again to a merciful God. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. That doesn't mean, well, I will gratify your desires as long as you gratify my desires. Kind of a tit for tat kind of a thing. I will be nice to you if you're nice to me. Christian love goes a great step further. To love, 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 without any expectation of repayment. Forgive, 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 without any expectation of repayment. That is on a higher plane than any philosopher has ever thought, because you have a new man that was given to you by your Lord, a new man that looks to the other person's needs, not just their daily needs, but their eternal needs. You understand that your enemy has a soul, and that soul will spend eternity in heaven or in hell. And how will we use our words and our actions to drive them not away from the Lord, but toward the Lord? Does our giving reflect Jesus' giving to us? Does our forgiving reflect Jesus' forgiving of us? Does God's grace to us, is it also reflected in our grace and mercy to others? Dear friends in Christ, you have every reason to be merciful, because Jesus has told you today who you are. You are sons of the Most High God. You didn't come into that relationship on your own. God established that relationship with you. He gave us that relationship, even though by nature we were his enemies. Isn't that astounding when you think about it? And does that not motivate us to love our neighbor, even our enemy? The old sinful nature is to be drowned each day so that the new man would arise to show the love and mercy of Christ even to those who would not love us. This is what Joseph displayed for us in the Old Testament reading. How could Joseph love his brothers who betrayed him, who sold him into slavery, who thought that he had been dead for years by their hands? But Joseph was very much alive. And Joseph's faith was alive. And Joseph's ability to forgive was alive. How about your heart? Is it filled with the love, the compassion of your Heavenly Father, the one who promises you a reward, not paid with money, but paid by grace, paid by blood, nothing less than the blood of God himself for you? Is this not motivation for us to continue to love, to show compassion, as our Heavenly Father has done for us? You, as children of the Most High God, reflect that grace and love and mercy, just as your Heavenly Father does for you. That's how much He loves you. May we continue to reflect His love in our lives too. Be merciful, for you have seen the mercy of God poured out upon you again and again and again. May the new man that God has created in us win the day. Don't be conquered by evil. Evil has been conquered by Christ. His mercy overflows in your life. It envelops your heart and your life to love as Christ has loved us. Our debt to our God is so great, and yet He forgave it all. May we be moved to forgive the debt of others, whose debt in comparison is far, far smaller than the debt to our God, which has been paid in full. Be merciful. God has shown you mercy, and He continues to do so. May that mercy of God overflow in your life, not just once, not just twice, but all the time. God grant such a spirit to us all. Amen.